plot.
All right, we'll call this meeting to order. I want to welcome everybody to this meeting of Garrett County Commissioners. Thank everybody for coming out. If everybody would rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing, and Pastor Jeff Kroll will give the invocation.
Please bow your heads with me. Father God, we give you thanks for this day. You are good to us in so many ways, and we ask you to pour out your goodness on these commissioners as well. Pray, Father God, that you would give them wisdom, discernment, that you would lead in all the proceedings, Lord, and that they might be a point of blessing our county and this entire area. Please guide them and lead them, Lord, and I ask this in your son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Please be seated. All right, Mr. Knoll, any additions, corrections, or deletions to the agenda?
Yes, sir. There's one addition to the agenda. We have a presentation of a proclamation in recognition of National Prayer Day.
Okay. And that, we'll add that with the National Prevention Week proclamation. Do we have a motion to accept the agenda as amended?
So move.
And a second?
Second.
Motion is second, and the agenda will be approved by mutual consent as amended. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, or concerns with the minutes? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the minutes.
So move.
Motion and a second?
Second.
Motion is second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes approved as submitted. We have a fairly light agenda today. We have a couple of proclamations, and the first proclamation is for National Prevention Week, and we have several members from the Health Department here. I'll read the proclamation and then present it to any and all of you who would like to come up for that. National Prevention Week Proclamation, May 15th through the 21st, 2016. Whereas the focus of National Prevention Week is to increase public awareness of and actions around substance abuse and mental health issues that affect all communities nationwide. And whereas with commitment and support, these and other behavioral health issues can be prevented. This year's National Prevention Week theme, Stand Strong, Stand Together, recognizes the power each person has to influence the health and well-being of others. Whether by supporting someone who's going through a difficult time, participating in activities that strengthen the community, or instilling healthy habits in children from an early age. Taking part in prevention-related activities helps raise awareness of behavioral health issues and can change lives. Whereas an estimated 22 million people in America are classified with substance dependence or abuse, and more than twice as many adults have a mental illness, the impact of substance abuse and mental illness is apparent in our local community. An estimated 4,000 people in Garrett County are affected by these conditions. Whereas through National Prevention Week, people become more aware and are able to recognize the signs of mental health problems and substance abuse. Equally important, community members of all walks of life learn what they can do to help prevent these problems before they start. Whether by being a shoulder of someone to lean on, leading someone to help for behavioral health issues before it worsens, or setting an example by staying substance abuse free, we all have a role to play in keeping the people around us and ourselves healthy and safe. Whereas the Board of Garrett County Commissioners and citizens of Garrett County need to recognize the seriousness of behavioral health issues in our communities, the power of prevention, and the tireless efforts of those working to make a difference. Now, therefore, we, the Board of County Commissioners, proclaim May 15th through 21st, 2016, as National Prevention Week in Garrett County, Maryland, and call upon our community to observe this week with compelling programs and events that support this year's theme, Stand Strong, Stand Together, and witness whereof we, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, set our hands and cause the seal of Garrett County, Maryland, to be affixed this second day of May in the year of our Lord, 2016, signed by Commissioner Simon Baltishno and myself. And thank you all very much for the work that you do. And I'm seeing it as a growing problem, unfortunately. So we certainly thank you for that, and welcome you all to come forward to receive this proclamation.
Want them to stand it back, or how do you?
Yeah. Well, actually,
Wow, I'd be no one here.
And the floor is yours, so if you have any comments or anything you'd like to say before we get the picture, anyone?
Too bad Rodney isn't here. He would talk, I know. Don't tell him I said that.
Would you like me to fill in?
Sure. You guys want, usually what we do is just fill in behind, so come on up. Kevin, you want to get that hung up? Who wants this?
Somebody more official.
Yeah.
Here, Lisa.
No, it wouldn't be me.
We're never going to get it. After.
Do we need to come up?
You can double up some. Somebody can step up.
Yeah.
Or you can't give me in, that's all right, got you.
Somebody can step in just some.
There you go.
Jim might buy a novel.
Doesn't have to be level, Eric, don't worry about it. Just like your normal work.
Because she decided she would take a picture.
Jim might.
Yeah, I know.
Jim, my comments are like in the movie Bull Durham. He said, I'm just happy to be here.
I remember that.
Yeah. Short and sweet.
Flashing.
You want to flash, Kendra?
It's on automatic.
Okay.
So it's supposed to think for me. One more, and then I'll be done. Okay, one, two, three. All right, that should
be enough. Jeez. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
So, Costas, yes, activities that we have planned for the week. Just wanted to share those with everyone.
You.
Maybe you'll be able to join us somewhere along the line.
Did you give them to the Republican?
Thank you so much. Okay.
I'm
going to
set my message over to
you. Thank you.
The course is down. There's going to be an opening on the. I forgot to remind you. Brett Holliday has already told me he'd be interested in being in this. Pays $2,500. That's one I guess we'll have to advertise.
Okay, next on the agenda is a proclamation for the National Day of Prayer. National Day of Prayer, Wake Up America, May 5th, 2016. Whereas National Days of Prayer have been part of the country's heritage since the first one was declared by the Continental Congress in 1775, and whereas leaders of our nation have relied upon the power of prayer throughout American history, and whereas throughout our nation's history, leaders have urged citizens of faith to pray for our land and those who defend our freedoms at home and abroad. For many, prayer is an important part of their daily lives, and today we join with people across the country in uniting in a National Day of Prayer. Now, therefore, we, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, do hereby proclaim May 5th, 2016, as a day of prayer in Garrett County, and do commend this observation to all of our citizens. In witness whereof, we, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, set our hands and cause the seal of Garrett County, Maryland, be affixed this second day of May in the year of our Lord, 2016, signed by Commissioners Heimball, Tichenor, and myself. And Pastor Rexrode, are you receiving this, Pastor
Yes.
Cole? And the floor is yours.
Okay. We will have National Day of Prayer on Thursday at the train station at noon. And we hope lots of folks will come. We have a little conflict because that's DeCourcy Bowden's funeral is about the same time where we will be doing that. And we understand that will take several folks. So you want us to come back there? What do you want us to do?
the small group you want us in the front?
Yeah, maybe we'll, why don't we come to the front?
Got it right there.
Uh-oh.
It went to sleep. It went to sleep.
And so early in the meeting, too.
Yeah.
Paul was talking.
I have no idea what that.
Little symbols popping up.
Oh, I did that dumb thing. Okay, I should be okay. Okay, thank you. It's not snapping the light, is that still okay?
I think
it's still
like the other one.
Let me get ours for the county.
That's got a light on it right now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
If that were to happen, I can even know you what I am.
Okay.
That's John Nelson's birthday, by the way. May 5th, yeah.
All right, next up on the agenda, Garrett County Department of Planning and Land Management, adoption of tier map edits. Debbie?
The 2012 Standard Growth and Agricultural Preservation Act, otherwise known as the Septic Bill, requires us to incorporate the tier map into the comprehensive plan by the end of this year. Before doing so, the Planning Commission decided to edit the map to ensure that it was in concurrence with the newly adopted water and sewer master plan. We didn't have one of those when we did the original tier map. As you can see, I put 2012 and 2016 side by side. It's kind of like playing a really, really, really difficult game of Where's Waldo. It's just nearly impossible to find the differences. But let me make it easier and tell you what we did. Back in 2012, there was nothing in our old water and sewer master plan that wasn't already done, so there was nothing that was planned for sewer, so nothing that would qualify as tier two. What we did back then was we created a tier 2A that was just growth areas. So this time around we have added, we've taken everything that's planned for public sewer in the next 1 to 3 years and we added that to tier two along with growth areas. We also just made some small adjustments just to make sure that what we show as existing in tier one is in fact existing. As you probably know, when the water and sewer master plan was done, there was some intensive GIS that made sure that they went parcel by parcel to make sure they knew who was served and who was not. So we made sure that those two matched. Now, before we do the amendment, MDP informed me that this map has to be approved by you officially before we start the amendment process, and I'll be back in front of you when we're doing the amendment process to get that formally adopted as well. Questions?
So, with the Western Conveyance, where does it
fall? The Western Conveyance is now shown as existing. It was shown as planned before.
Even though it's not finished?
It's not finished, but okay. Started. So, we showed it as existing.
Well, you're right about one thing. You can't see a whole lot of differences just looking at this.
Yeah. So, the Planning Commission went through this. The Planning Commission was fine with it. We did send it to MDP and they offered no comments. We have a calculation of percentage in each tier and that didn't change at all. Which is why MDP was like, oh, okay.
Any other questions for Debbie? We have a motion to approve the tier maps as amended.
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question and motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think tier is spelled wrong, isn't it? T-E-A-R?
I don't think so. No. That's only at the end of the tier one.
Okay, next up, Garrett County Purchasing Department. Brian, and you have several items for us.
Yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have five contract extensions for your consideration today. I'd like to give you a brief synopsis of each contract, ask for your recommendation of approval at the end once they're finished. Each one of these contracts is presently existing through June 30th. The extension would be obviously fiscal year 17, July 1 through June 30 of next year. So with that being said, the first contract extension is for uniform of Matt Rental Services. This is to provide various apparel items for solid waste and Department of Public Utilities in terms of clothing rental and for some mats for the various departments. If you approve the contract extension today, there'll be one additional renewal clause in this contract. And to date, from July 1 through April 15th of this year, we've spent about $17,500 on that particular contract. The next contract, and please stop me if you have any questions as we move through these. The next contract extension, this is for custodial cleaning services. This is for the three Oakland Roads garages. The recommendation is to extend the contract Appalachian Crossroads. The amounts were provided to you previously. Again, if this is approved, there are two consecutive one-year periods built into this contract. Total spent to date, same period, July 1 through April 15th, is approximately $22,700. The next contract extension, this is for public relations marketing services for the Garrett County Office of Economic Development. The recommendation is to extend the present contract with Platinum PR out of Shepherdstown, West Virginia. Again, there's two renewal clauses in this contract. From July 1 to present, we have spent $0 on this particular contract. The next contract extension is for bond counsel services. The recommendation is to extend this contract to Funk and Bolton, which is our current bond counsel. The way this contract is structured, there's a flat fee of $19,000 if we are going to be issuing bonds up to our $10 million bonding capacity. So in other words, if we don't have any, obviously we're not paying. If the issuance is less than $10 million, that $19,000 price is adjusted based on hourly rates built in the contract as well. It's my understanding, I think we will be using bond counsel services for some interim financing potentially, when I checked with finance to see about the extension. The previous bond issuance that we had is for the hospital, whenever they did the renovation projects. $21,700 and some was paid to Funk and Bolton by the hospital for the issuance of those bonds. There'll be a one-year contract extension, and if you so choose to extend today. The final contract extension, this is for investment services for the Garrett County government and law enforcement retirement plans, the OPEB plan, LOSEP, and health care plans. The recommendation is to extend this contract to First United Bank and Trust. They have been doing the service for us in the past and have been doing a great job with it. The current contract rate is 35 basis points. There are two consecutive one-year renewal clauses in this contract as well. The fee that we have paid First United is obviously based on the plan performance and the value of the plans, factoring in this 35 basis points. From July 1 to March 31st, that equates to about $102,316 that we have paid First United for that service. Do you have any questions for me?
All right, if there are no questions, are there any concerns with any of them before we move forward?
We're going to do them all at one time.
Yep, do them all at once. So we have a motion to approve all of the five contracted.
So moved.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question to motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, before we go to public commentary, first of all, and I meant to do this at the beginning of the meeting, and I apologize, But I would like to observe a moment of silence for the passing of DeCourcy Bolden, who has done a significant amount of work and dedication to the county over the last several decades. So please join me in a moment of silence for DeCourcy. Thank you. Also, I'd like to announce, and this will be coming out in a press release soon, our very own J.B. Churchill was awarded an ESRI Special Achievement in GIS Award for the creation of Garrett County's web mapping interface. JB's work was one of 175 chosen from more than 100,000 ESRI clients worldwide. A significant achievement, and again goes to show the caliber of employees that we have here. I've worked with JB on a couple things even before I got into this chair, and he's very deserving of that and does an outstanding job. We've now come to a point for public commentary. Does anybody have anything you'd like to share? Hearing nothing, we'll move to adjourn. Do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Meeting adjourned. How about that? 23 minutes.